Welcome back to the program. Our top story on Al Jazeera. Former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's coalition has won the most seats in his country's parliamentary election. In preliminary results, Alawi's alliance beat current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's bloc by just 2 seats. But Maliki has said he won't accept the results. He has 3 days to appeal the result. The rapid growth of cities is the focus of the World Urban Forum being held in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil this week. By 2011, half the world's 6.7 billion people will live in urban areas, with the largest populations in Africa and Asia. In the next 4 decades, the number of people living in Asia's urban centers will double to over 3.3 billion. In that same period of time, Africa's urban population will triple to 1.2 billion people. Latin America has already reached an extremely high level of urbanization, with 78% of its population living in cities. Mexican officials say a deputy police chief and his bodyguard were shot to death in the city of Nogales late on Thursday night. 6 drug gang members also died in a shootout with police in the northern state of Nuevo León. Authorities say armed gunmen opened fire on police. Nearly 1,800 people have been killed since 2006, when the Mexican government launched a crackdown on drug cartels. Each year, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants are detained in prisons across the United States. Activists allege some of the detainees are not given proper access to health care or lawyers. Last year, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which oversees the facilities, announced a major overhaul of the detention system. It's an enormous task. The number of illegal immigrants held in detention in the U.S. has increased from more than 231,000 in 2004 to more than 380,000 by 2009. They're detained in 350 local, state, and federal prisons, many of which also house convicted criminals serving out their sentences. Nearly half of the undocumented immigrants are held in 20 large-scale detention centers. Al Jazeera visited one of those facilities, the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, to take a look at immigrants in detention. Here's Mike Kirsch with that report.
Tucked in this industrial zone of Tacoma, Washington, out of public view, is the Northwest Detention Center. Called a model detention facility by federal authorities, it houses immigrants caught living illegally in the U.S.
Having been inside jails before, this actually runs in fairly similar to what your county jail might.
Exactly, and I think that's kind of the whole idea. I know a lot of people are opposed to that because we're not detaining them for criminal reasons, we're detaining them for immigration purposes. But the security and the safety, it's paramount when you have a facility like this.
When we ask why security was paramount in the case of this detainee who is cuffed and shackled,
he refused his chest x-ray, so that's why he's in segregation.
We were told he refused a routine chest x-ray and medical exam upon arrival. Another detainee is seen escorted into a cell with a leather leash attached to him.
They've just crossed the border illegally, but they're being treated like criminals. How do you respond to that?
You know, these are people that we don't know who they are. Most of them, the majority, don't have identification.
Clark says the detention center follows a strict policy on the treatment of detainees as set forth under law by the U.S. Congress.
People. I'm locked up here. I can't talk to anybody.
When these detainees tried telling us about conditions here, officials told them contact with the news media was prohibited without prior clearance.
No, you cannot do that.
Though clearly many were eager to talk.
I just don't understand the fight against terrorism in the United States, and they're terrorizing us.
Immigrants are held here anywhere from 3 days to several weeks, and some up to 3 months, waiting for their deportation cases to be heard in court. Their legal rights, say critics, are often not fully protected.
90% of the people who complete their deportation case there are not represented by an attorney. And when you are not represented by an attorney, people who have valid claims, for example, an asylum claim, have a much lesser chance of being able to have those claims validated.
At this detention facility in Washington state, there are nearly 900 detainees. More than 50 of them are women.
Many of them are mothers facing deportation and a painful separation from children born in the U.S.
Yay!
Before immigration lawyers won her release, Ileana Ariola, a mother of 2, had been caught working illegally at a fast food restaurant.
Why this happened to me? Why? You know, I'm just single mother. I'm a woman and a person who just want to be better. Something, how to have something better for me, for my baby.
She spent 3 months in a cell like this one with another female detainee. Immigrants' rights groups are urging Congress to come up with a more humane alternative for detainees, like monitoring them electronically at home.
And until the system changes.
That's what we have available to us at this time.